Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Suefu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mao, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Pikia, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matemaloi Kumawe Gitato, Okatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa.
Talofalava, and once again, welcome to Te Ama radio show this morning. Malora Soifua, Bulavinaka, Kia Orana, Fakalofalahiatu. And this morning we are so privileged to have Dorothy Hunter worked as a sales and marketing manager at Samoa Quality Broadcasting Limited. But before we continue, as always, we would open our program this morning with a word of prayer. You know, we must always thank God first. So let us pray. Lamato tamai le langi matut faftai te le lolo fa maloanga le lei o e tu e fafangu mai matu le ne tai a fo fatasi mai fa manuia mai le ne pokala mai vi ai oe. Our Father which art in heaven, we thank you so much for the blessings, the gift of life and the breath of life. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, we are reminded of the many people that didn't make it this morning, but we thank you, Lord, for the gift of life and the breath of life once again. We love you very much. Be with us through out this program, and may this program touch somebody who are looking for answers. Lord, you know the struggle, you know the joy, and we thank you that you love us so much. We thank you. We love you too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So,
yeah. is a story of my warrior people. This is a story of all Polynesia.
Welcome back, Te Ama Community Radio Show. We are so blessed and privileged to have Dorothy Hunter joining us in the studio as our very special guest to share with us her vast knowledge, experience, and service on how we can all, as Pacific Island people, have a better understanding and to help make a difference where it matters so that Pacifica people's lives improve significantly with knowledge around maintaining good health and how to have better lifestyle and also maintaining well-being. So this morning, on behalf of Te Ama, we welcome our very special guest this morning, Dorothy Hunter. Talo falava, Dorothy, malo soifua.
Talo falava, fale, malo soifua maua, malangi mai, mamalu let's do, olo falu lo mai, le planet FM 104.6, ili te ama pokalami. Talo fale, thank you for having me on board.
Oh, you're most welcome. Well, I'm sitting here looking at you, and you're looking so beautiful and looking so fit. Are you one of those that get up in the morning and go for exercise and like walking or swimming or, yeah?
Well, not yet, Fali, because I've only just moved to New Zealand 2 months now, so I haven't really gone into the stay healthy part of it. But, yes, I plan to do that.
Yes, very good. Well, let us start. For the sake of our listeners, Dorothy, can you please give us a little bit of your background? Where were you born?
Born and bred in Samoa.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm 54 years old now. I was raised most of my life in Samoa. I'm the oldest of five. And my siblings and I are very... we're very fortunate because our father had a really good job,
yes,
CEO for Samoa Handicrafts for years. And of course, our mother opened up a bakery called Maxine's Cakes and Pies.
Oh.
So we were fortunate.
Right.
Enough to have a good life.
Yes. Wow. I like that name. Maxine.
Maxine's Cakes and Pies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a successful bakery. Because at the time, there were only maybe two other bakeries in Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not much competition.
All right. So you have now very successful in their business, right? And so with your siblings, are they all being successful like yourself?
My two brothers, one of my brothers, he's the CEO for Agriculture, Ministry of Agriculture in Samoa, David Anta. My brother Jeffrey and his wife, they run the, they have an airline called Talofa Airways, as well as a pharmacy, Maria's Healthcare Pharmacy. My brother David's wife is CEO for Samoa Tourism. Sonia Hunter.
So, Dorothy, what brought you to New Zealand?
Well, all my children left a few years ago to move to New Zealand. The oldest of my girls is in Australia. My husband left as well and moved to Australia. So I've been on my own in Samoa for a couple of years. Well, almost a couple of years, because my son left last year with his family. I've been at home in Samoa by myself for a year, and then my children have been bugging me to give up my job and move to Auckland to be closer and nearer to them. Hence, that's why I resigned from, I sacrificed a really good job to move to New Zealand, Fale.
Right. So I noticed that you have served your country for a very long time as a sales marketing manager. So I was wanting to know why you have left a job. So yes. Continue on.
Well, I've been in the media industry for 17 years. First with TV Samoa, government owned at the time from 2001, 2006, mid-2006. Then I was offered a job from TV3 Samoa. So I moved there from mid-2006 to the beginning of 2008. I was offered the sales and marketing job at TV1. TV Samoa, the government-owned TV, got privatized. So it was called TV1 or Samoa Quality Broadcasting Limited. So I've been there up until this year. Then I had to hand in a letter of resignation because, like I said, finally my children wanted me to be here with them.
Yeah.
So I've been here 2 months now.
How are you finding it now? I mean, you've given up a really good job, and because you put your children first, that's awesome as a mother and a grandmother. So how are you finding it now being in New Zealand only two months now?
Well, I'm enjoying being with my children, Fale, because, you know, at the end of the day, family comes first.
Yes.
However, I have been applying for jobs for the last 4 weeks. I'm finding it really hard to get a job. I thought moving to Auckland with all my so many years of experience,
yes,
it would be easy for me to get a job. But now I realize that I think at my age too, when you apply for a job, and they look at hiring the younger ones.
Right.
Because the younger ones, compared to us who are much older, will probably be easy to know how to do this particular job, like in customer servicing, face-to-face, anything like that. And I'm finding it really hard to get a job because of my age. So, and I know why. Because they save money hiring younger people than us older ones. So I'm not bothering right now to look for a job, Fale. I'm going to... I've just started a bakery from my daughter's home.
Yes.
We've registered as a small business.
Yes.
And I'm going to try my hand at that, because in Samoa, when I moved back to Samoa from New Zealand, I came to school here. I actually came to do accounting, but due to personal reasons, I didn't finish my accounting. I had to go back home, so I managed our family bakery for like 13 years.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of experience. My mom taught me how to bake. So now I'm wanting to get back into it to earn a living here in New Zealand.
Mm. You certainly have a lot of experience. Can you, because you mentioned how your father had been a CEO, your brothers also being CEO of their companies, and Jeffrey as well, who owns the Talofa Airways, and a very successful family. Can you speak a little bit more about how you have served and contributed to the Samoan country government, that you've been a public servant all these years, and now you are now here in New Zealand, finding it hard to get a job at your age, 54. You don't look 54, but I'm sure sharing of your experience, and you know, listeners are listening in, I know that something is there for you. You're already starting a small business. Tell us a bit more about, you know, I find it very interesting, your journey with regards to your success in life.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't really call it, I wouldn't really say I'm successful, Fali, because, you know, we were successful. Like my husband, now we're going to talk about my personal life.
Yeah.
We were very successful. I had a good job, like I said,
yes,
with the media industry. Before that, I was managing our family bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is a good architect as well.
Yeah.
Now, when I moved to Samoa, I met him here in New Zealand. When I moved to Samoa, he followed me to Samoa.
Right.
So, hence, he was with us. We all had all our four children in Samoa. But then somehow things didn't really work out quite as how he wanted it.
Yes.
And we lost all our properties. Mm. And we lost everything, Fali.
Mm.
So he moved to Australia.
Mm.
I let him go to spend time with his family.
Yes.
And he's been in Australia since. He's never come back to Samoa.
I see.
But we still husband and wife, you know, even though we don't live together and that, but we're still husband and wife. We have four beautiful children.
Yes.
We've got seven grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And we still talk.
Yeah.
But I love... I've become so independent.
Yes.
I've become very independent over the last 7 years. Mm. Working in Samoa... it's really good working in Samoa.
Yes.
Fale. Mm. Reason being, it's such a small place,
yeah,
and everyone knows you. When I first started my job as sales rep for TV Samoa, government owned then, they paid for a marketing, a very professional marketing person and salesperson to come to Samoa to train me and to take me around to meet the clients. And this guy, I can't remember his name now, he took me to the first client, and the client, he was shocked. The client looked at me and said, "Dorothy, are you with TV Samoa now?" I said, "Yeah." So he didn't last long over there. He came back with the other clients he took me to. He was thinking, "Gosh, you know everyone, Dorothy," which is true. And in Samoa, it's such a small place that you know a lot of people, especially in the business sector. The ministries, the corporations, the private sector, the NGOs. You go to them. It's so easy for you to talk to them, to sell them the TV packages and that.
Yes.
And with TV, where my last job, TV One, Samoa Quality Broadcasting, we do a lot of local programs that our viewers, even our viewers from overseas, enjoy watching. They do have a website.
Yes.
Fale. It's so anyone from all over the world, you can go to TV One, Samoa.tv, that's their website, and you can view any local programs, the news on our website. I don't know why I'm saying our website. I don't no longer work there.
That's fine. Yeah, but it's good to let people know that's how much work that you have done for, you know, Samoa. Yeah.
Yes, we do a lot for Samoa. Yeah. We can't. I'm at the TV station. where we've done free promotions for church fundraising, you know.
Yes.
All sorts of...
That's so awesome, Samoa TV. And, of course, with your brother Jeffrey with the Talofa Airways.
Yes,
do you want to say something about the
Talofa Airways? They just launched last year. Yeah. They've only been in this business for a year. Now, my brother Jeffrey flew all the way to the States to fly, to ferry his two planes over all by himself. Wow. All the way from the States to Samoa, the first aircraft, and then the second one. The first aircraft, he was meant to have arrived at about 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So we went to the airport to wait for him, and then he radioed the tower to say that he's had to try and go around the cyclone, because there was a cyclone approaching Samoa at the time. So he was only a couple of hours delayed, but he made it safe. So he's got two planes that fly to Pango. So anyone here traveling to Samoa and want to take a trip to Pango, it's only 20 minutes on Talofa Airways to Pango, and just under 2 hours to Tonga. It's air conditioned. You won't get sore ears as it ascends into the air, or when it lands, it's all pressurized inside. So, yes. And my brother David, he's the CEO of Ministry of Agriculture. He was just here last Sunday. He just came from Bahamas with his minister.
Mm.
So they went to do their talks on agriculture and whatnot.
Praise the Lord, you know, very successful, your brothers. And especially listening to the Talofa Airways, you know, making life easier for people to travel between Upolu and Pango, and then now to Tonga?
To Tonga. Because when Samoans want to travel to Tonga, they either go through New Zealand, come through here, or go through Fiji. Now they just jump on the plane and go to Tonga. And it's just under 2 hours to fly to Tonga from Samoa.
Makes life so much easier for all of
us,
you know. And God is good. Would you like to talk more about your family business they call Maxine Cakes and Pies Bakery? Were there many at that time? Were there many other bakeries in Samoa or Apia?
No, Fale. I think there was only two others. My mother started off really small, baking her lemon chiffon and chocolate chiffon cakes from our kitchen at our home in Samoa in a small oven. But then she found that a lot of people were starting to order. So she saved a bit of money and was able to build, her and my dad were able to build a business, and they called it Maxine's Cakes and Pies. It was JM Catering, then they went back to Maxine's Cakes and Pies. It was a very successful business. But then, you know, now, Fale, there's so many bakeries. There's online bakeries, you know, people just promoting, they sell this and that online. So the competition there is very tough. My brother David and his wife Sonia, the CEOs, when I moved to New Zealand back in 1999 with my children, I handed it over to my brother and his wife Sonia, and so they took over. But we didn't last in New Zealand. I wanted to go back home, so I packed my kids up and we moved back home. And and then that's when I got a job offer from TV Samoa.
Right.
So I worked there. Yes. And I left the bakery. My brother had it. But now it's being leased out to my cousin.
I see.
Because my brother and his wife are both, they've got good jobs. They just don't have the time for a bakery anymore. So this Maxine's Cakes and Pies at Apia Park, it's now called Apia Park Bakery. They do pizzas, they do fish and chips, chicken and chips, all sorts. It's not just cakes and pies now.
Right. Oh, wow. And what was the most special pie in that Maxine? Was there a special pie that people like, you know, get all the time?
Yeah, the pineapple pie and the chocolate
pie.
Yeah, but Mom's Bakery is well known in Samoa for her chiffon cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What is that one like?
Some people say it's you know, like when they ring, even now when they ring, because the last year, my last year in Samoa, I stayed with my cousin who runs the bakery now, who's leasing the bakery. And even when people ring up, they go, oh, can we order a lemon sponge? It's not a sponge cake. It's a chiffon cake. Yeah. And there's a big difference.
Yes. I've heard a lot about Maxine's cakes and pies. Now, because you already starting a little bakery business at home, are you going to be cooking or baking the same cakes and pies, Maxine's?
No, we're not really. I'm doing the pies. I've done a couple of pies in the weekend. Like I say, we've just started.
Yes.
And we're just taking little orders. Right now, we do cupcakes, assorted good quality cupcakes.
Yes.
We're talking about red velvet, rich chocolate butter cupcakes. We do pavlovas. We do red velvet cakes, rich chocolate cakes, chocolate pies. But we're starting off small.
Yes,
it's not easy to start a business in New Zealand because there's so many licenses that you gotta apply and pay for.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yes.
But I can live in Auckland. I can live in New Zealand. I think I'll be okay.
Yes, you will be okay. I wish the audience can actually see you because I believe, you know, everything is possible with God.
Yes.
That He will provide.
That's right.
Promised He will provide for your needs. He'll never leave you nor forsake
you. That's so true, Fale. You know, every time I'm down, and I've been down a lot of times, I always remember what my mother would say to me. Don't worry, this will all pass.
Yes.
So I just pick myself up and move forward.
Yeah.
I never let anything get me down for more than a day.
You're doing really well. To our listeners, Dorothy has only been in New Zealand for 2 months, and already she has registered to run a small business. We'll be right back. In this Pacific, in New England, Tokelau, Kiribati, Samoa. Welcome back to Tama. Talo falaba malo lele ki orana ni sambulu minaka. Talo hani. Welcome back to our beautiful guest speaker this morning, Dorothy Hunter. Dorothy, I know that you have held a very good job in Samoa, in a high position as well, and for a very long time. And now you're here in New Zealand only for 2 months, and are you finding it really hard to find jobs? In saying that, you have already started a small business. Was it hard for you to leave Samoa?
Oh, yes, Fale, it was. It was very hard. I mean, I've been in Samoa forever. Mm. Maybe out of 54 years, I was in New Zealand for maybe 5 of those years, schooling.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was hard. Mm. It was very hard for me to leave my brothers and their spouses, their partners and their children. My cousins, I'm very close to my cousins. But as soon as I landed in Auckland and I saw my children and my grandchildren, it was different. I was just extremely happy to be with them. So leaving my job, no, I guess it wasn't hard to leave my job. I mean, after all, I've been doing it for so long.
Yes.
And, you know, if I was to choose job over family, I'd choose my children.
Of course, And it's...
Fale, I must say you play some really good songs on during your program. The first one, I absolutely love this song. It's by Lole Usuali'i Hiki.
Yes.
She's in Samoa now.
So you know that...
I know her personally, because we've had her on TV One as well. Mm-hmm. She used to be a judge on our Samoa Star Search competition, and she's performed on our TV.
Wow, it is... awesome. It makes it special when you actually know, you know, the person personally.
Yes. We've had a lot of people. We've had Lapi Mariner.
Yes.
As well. We've had Etienne Tofinga. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing, you know, with you, Dorothy, that the work that you've done in Samoa, especially for working for TV Samoa, you would have known a whole lot of people. I mean, you're mentioning Tofinga, Lapena, and you know what? I truly believe that you will get that job. Yeah, you will give yourself time. You've only been here 2 months, but you're very positive. You're also a very good role model, very successful. In a businesswoman, as well as serving your country, Samoa.
Thank you, Father. Mm. I think I'll try and make this bakery work.
Yes.
And I've also joined World Ventures and Melaleuca, and I believe, God willing, I believe that those two online businesses will work as well.
Mm. Oh.
God is good.
All the time.
God never forsakes his kids.
Never, all the time. Well, to our listeners, and this is just the person that Dorothy Hunter is. As you can hear already, she's not sitting around just waiting for the job to come. She's out seeking and hunting, already started a small business. So we'd like to have you come back on radio to tell us how you are getting on with your business.
How the business is doing.
And
invite me back in a couple of months and I'll tell you.
Oh, you listen, do you hear that, listeners? We're going to hold her to that. And also she'll be bringing some samples, right?
Yes, that's right, most definitely. Mm.
And your website and your contact details and everything.
Yes.
That people that will be come through to you this station, yeah?
Most definitely. Mm.
No, and how are you finding everything else apart from looking for work? You know, just the environment.
I love the weather here.
Oh.
You know, in Samoa, you sweat all the time because of the heat.
Mm.
I haven't sweat once since I've gone to New Zealand. I'm loving the weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and I wanted to go to the...
Our people really need to appreciate New Zealand.
Yes.
Coming from Samoa, especially the families, coming from Samoa where there's not much for the kids, for families to do, apart from going to the beach, or, you know. In New Zealand, there's so much more for the kids to do. And I've noticed as well, Fale, that young couples who have problems back home,
yes,
and they move to New Zealand to start again.
Mm.
Even to date, they're still together and they become closer and stronger in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't know. But I think in New Zealand, it helps keep families together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So, moving to New Zealand, that's good, experience sharing.
Yeah. So,
young couples coming here. So,
I find that young couples that so many couples back home have problems, especially the young ones. Mm-hmm. But I find that when they get on a quota or they're fortunate enough to move to New Zealand, I see them now. They're still together and they're much happier.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Mm. Because I guess when you move here, it's just you and your partner and just a few friends that you make here and there. Whereas in Samoa, like I said earlier on, there's so many people there. Mm. Such a small place that you know practically everyone.
Yes.
But Samoa's a beautiful place to be.
Yes.
Mm. I'm not one for traveling, but all my travels that I plan now that I'm in New Zealand, it'll only be to Samoa.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about travel, people have been to Samoa. You say it's a small place, but they've come back, can't wait to go back, especially to new places like Taumiasina.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
There's so many places to go there. Mm. But I think I would say it's the people that make tourists want to go back, because we've got such friendly people back home.
Yes.
All this negative stuff you hear about Samoa, it happens everywhere in the world, you know? But that shouldn't hinder people from wanting to go to Samoa.
Mm.
Like we've got the Te Awila Festival.
Yes.
There's so much for you, for anyone from here or from all over the world to learn from Samoa. The one thing that our parents teach us in Samoa is to respect those who are older than you.
Yes.
So I have a lot of respect because of my parents' upbringing.
Yeah. The values and the principles we are taught.
Yes, that's right.
That's one thing that this radio program does, is to acknowledging our parents, you know, and our siblings, our families have taught us, you know, how to behave.
Yeah.
As, you know.
I try to instill that in my children.
Yes.
First and foremost, you know, as a person, show respect.
Yes.
Because that's one thing that gets me really upset is when I see someone younger disrespecting someone older.
Yes.
Yeah. And those are the values. That's one of the values that our parents taught us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're so right. I still remember, you know, that upbringing. Mm-hmm. And sadly, as you say, that we don't appreciate, you know, life, especially here in New Zealand, you know, coming away from a small place. It's a good feedback in what you're saying. You see young couples have left Samoa to come here and they can start a new life. But you're true in saying that we don't appreciate, especially here in New Zealand. New Zealand is such a beautiful country.
Yes.
You know, we are free to worship, you know, and life is good here. We don't seem to show appreciation.
Yeah,
you're seeing that, especially you coming here to New Zealand.
That's right, Fali. I think anywhere you go, even in Samoa, you don't expect to just sit and expect everything to come here. You've got to work for it.
Yes.
You know? You've got to work hard for what you...
Yeah.
To put food on the table, stuff like that. Because I find a lot of our people that migrate here, they expect that. But just from sitting around. But no, they got to be out there working.
Yes. You know, Dorothy, I am going to play that song for you once more, the one that you like.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So to our beautiful listeners, we'll be right back. We're just going to play a special music for Dorothy.
Samoa lo'ua tunu'u pele.
Welcome back to our beautiful guest, Dorothy Hunter. Dorothy, we're coming towards the end of our program, but there's something I'd like to ask you. I've had friends who actually went to Samoa for dream trips, and they went to Taumea Sina,
yes,
and I've seen
right.
pictures. And you know what? I can't wait to go for that dream trip, because I've seen the way that they're being welcomed and treated as VIP. And in fact, I actually saw this picture of the Prime Minister of Samoa.
Yes, that's right. This is Dream Trips Valley through
yes.
World Bench.
Yes.
I saw the photos as well. I was supposed to attend one of their get-togethers, but due to work, I wasn't able to attend. Mm. But yes, our Prime Minister was there.
Yeah, I saw. So what do you think of the Prime Minister?
Oh, my God. She's the best Prime Minister we've ever had, Fali.
Okay. I
adore this leader. I reckon he's one of the best that Samoa's ever had. He's done so much for Samoa. I've read posts from people living overseas complaining about him. But to me, Fali, I feel that when you're not contributing to the welfare of your country, you shouldn't be complaining about stuff that you have no idea of. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's a good Prime Minister. He's done so much. Yes, he might be a bit too upfront at times, but that's what a leader is supposed to be.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, he's like the country's father.
Mm. Yeah. So
yes, but I saw photos of him with the dream trip people.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, because I'm going for the next dream trip to Samoa to Taumea Sina. And when I saw the Prime Minister actually, you know, receiving and welcoming them, and I thought, wow, that's pretty good. And now you're saying, you know, so I can't wait to go to...
So you're going on the next one?
Yes, I am.
You're going to love it. When was your last time in Samoa?
5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Okay. Yeah. It's time to have another visit to the families.
There's Taumea Sina, there's Aggie Grace, that's now being looked after by Sheraton.
Yeah.
And then at the back, you've got so many resorts.
Yeah. Just looking at you and thinking about you giving up, you know, a good job, coming here, and you're very happy with the way things, the leader or the father of the Samoa government is with the Prime Minister. That's really good to know. It's encouraging.
Yes.
And for yourself, you know, you're already starting a little business. I admire you, and you are really good strong
thank you,
role model. Yes.
Thank you, Fali.
Now, we are coming back to the end of our show. Would you like to shout out to anybody that you'd like to acknowledge right now?
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to say hello to everyone who's listening in, especially our people, Fali.
Yes.
The Samoans, here and abroad. To my children, I highly doubt they're listening because they don't have radio, but I'll get them to go online and listen.
Yes.
And just to everyone, God bless everyone. Have a enjoyable and a peaceful week. And we might talk to you again soon sometimes. God's blessings always.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fali.
And the last final question, I usually ask this to all of our guest speakers.
Yeah.
What one thing that you'd like your listeners to take away from our interview or sharing this morning?
Okay. I would say, Fali, like I said, I've been down a lot of times. We've lost our property, our home, back home. Just remember that whatever you go through, it'll all pass. That's all I can give you right now, and I'm hoping that it'll stay with you. Don't let anything get you down to the point where you don't want to be part of this world again. You just got to pick yourself up and move forward. It'll all pass. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. And on behalf of Te Ama, we bless you. You know, God's blessings on yourself, your family, your children and grandchildren. And to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to Dorothy Hunter, and she worked as sales and marketing manager at Samoa Quality Broadcasting Limited TV 1, which is TV Samoa. And also she's here only 2 months, and already she's starting up a little business. She's such a good role model, very successful woman, and looking so beautiful as well. And now she tells me she will be starting to walk and do some exercise in the morning to maintain her beautiful figure. And God bless you, Dorothy, and God bless you to all our listeners.
Thank you, Fanny. God bless you too.
Thank you. Te Ama. God bless you.
Aloha, 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 a